First off, I have to say that really it is next to impossible to preach after hearing that gospel. It is so packed with everything the story has to tell with the events that we come together to remember today. I will say, full disclosure here, I told a few people before the service that probably the sermon that would be most appreciated would be reading the leaderboard, but I'm not going to do that. Seems to me that Palm Sunday is one of those Sundays that looks in several different directions at the same time. We gathered on the front steps, in the words of Scripture and in our own words, we welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. Hail, King of the Jews, praise, Hosanna in the highest, as Jesus enters the holy city. The whole gathering is pointing towards Jesus being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one, the promised Messiah, who is in our midst. Then, within a matter of moments, we hear today's gospel lesson, and everything shifts. The one that we proclaimed as King, we now shout, crucify him, crucify him. It seems to me a lot to pack into one day. But what I realize is that really is the story of my life, and I think the life of humanity. That we are really good on one hand as recognizing Jesus as the Lord of our lives, having total and complete control over who we are, our destiny, our hopes, our dreams, and then all of a sudden we turn our backs and we shout the words, crucify. This is just too hard. This is just too much to bear. The demands that he places on me are beyond what I can do. So the easiest thing to do is to get rid of him. Today, in this service, we witness to all of that. The coming together of the King of Kings, the one who demands from us, but then we learn of the one who gives to us beyond measure. The one who is willing, as we hear in our epistle, not to count equality with God as something to lord over people, but by emptying himself and becoming like we are, with all those doubts and fears and uncertainties. That's what this day is all about, to bring it all together, but to bring it all together with the known conclusion, which we will celebrate next week. We gave thanks. We celebrated the King as he came into Jerusalem. We now see him on the cross, but we know the rest of the story. We are those people. We are the people that we hear about in the gospel lesson today. But we are also those people who gather at the empty tomb and experience the power of the risen Christ. Thanks be to God we can be here today because we know what's in store. Amen.